Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There is no better group of plants for flower power than forms of the shrubby potentilla.
Hello, and welcome to This Week in the Garden. I'm Peter Seabrook, here to help with some of your gardening quandaries. The bulk of this week's podcast comes to you from the Chelsea Flower Show, the biggest event in the horticultural calendar. I'll be out and about on the concourse reviewing Chelsea 2018 in the company of special guests, including the great Johnny Walker. My thanks to Sutton Seeds of Torquay, sponsors of this podcast, and my producer Charlie Jones. Greetings for this podcast from the Chelsea Flower Show. It's like a disease. I've been coming here since 1952, and really it gets more and more of a madness every year. Why do I get up at 4:45, load big heavy lorries, fight my way through the London traffic, and then spend hours trying to make a stand attractive for the tens of thousands of visitors? The real pleasure for me is on Thursday, Friday and Saturday when we get all our readers coming, you know, not just members but the general public, and across the rope you hear all kinds of things, and we have at least 50 teapots with mint. One really fantastic story: a school in Pershore working with Fresh at Burcott, their local garden centre, have grown over 50 teapots with mint. And they were shorter teapots, went on social media, and 100 arrived. And a number of them have a very good story behind them. For example, the little brown teapot with red mint in it was bought in 1918, ready to make a fresh cup of tea for a soldier coming back from the First World War. He didn't come back, and that pot has stood empty on the mantel shelves for a century. And the family have now given the pot to the school to grow mint. I mean, there's another little teapot that came off the top of a musical box that plays Polly Put the Kettle On. There's a teapot from a tea's maid. There's all kinds of stories. And really, when you go to schools and you see the excitement, when they see a seed germinating, when they grow a little oak tree from an acorn, really that's what makes life living, and that's what our job is all about. So I'm here now with Lorraine, who has a representation from the Dahlia collection. And yes, I have to tell you, Lorraine, it's absolutely fantastic. You know, to see so many dahlias, so many colours.
Yeah.
Now, what sort of job has it been the last few days?
It's been a very difficult job. It's trying to get them all to match and trying to put the colours together. But yeah, no, it's been very good, really.
I mean, three or four weeks ago when we had the dull days,
it was a bit hit and miss, and are they going to come out, and do we disbud or do we not? And some we disbudded and some we haven't, and they just actually, the sun came out when we wanted it. So we've been very
Your
lucky.
Your prayers
with the
were
light.
Answered.
The prayers were answered, yes. Yes.
But then John Wheatley tells me that you put a little extra light on.
We put a little extra light on them and a bit of extra feed, and it all worked wonders, as you can see by the look of the flowers here. Yeah, it just worked that little bit extra with the prayers answered.
Now, can I ask you, do you have any favourites? I mean, there's a lot of singles now with dark leaves, isn't there?
My favourite is Ethereal, which is the pinky flowery one there, and Fashion Monger. which is the orchid one there.
Is that the one with the face up?
Yeah.
It's sort of almost luminant carmine with the yellow pollen in
that's
the centre.
That's it.
Dark stems.
Yeah, that is a stunner,
isn't it?
It's lovely, isn't it? It's really nice. But Ethereal does it for me every time. She just lovely. She go anywhere.
I would think in the evening sun that should look fantastic.
It would look really nice.
Now what's going to happen to all these in the end then? Just five days, and then what happens?
And then we sell them off. So hopefully everybody will buy them and we won't have to take them home. Yes, they'll all be sold off and it'll be lovely.
Lorraine, it looks absolutely fantastic.
Thank you
very much. And congratulations to everyone.
Thank you. It was a team effort by everybody. Including the drivers that brought them up from Bristol and from Cornwall. And it's been a complete team effort.
Now, I have with me two long-term Chelsea acquaintances, shall I say, Mr. and Mrs. Goody, whose cactus exhibits have really left us speechless. Now, I hear there's a chance you might retire. Is that correct?
Well, we're retiring from Chelsea. This is Chelsea number 30, and it's just getting too much for us. We will still be hopefully exhibiting at Malvern Spring Show and Hampton Court, and of course the nursery will remain open as usual.
But I mean, this swan song exhibit, absolutely fantastic. I don't think I've seen an exhibit with more flowers on cactus.
We're very pleased with how it's turned out, especially considering the bad spring it has been. We weren't quite sure how it would come, but in the end they came good for us.
Because you need strong sunlight, don't you, as well as temperature?
We need good daylight, we need good day lengths, and that's been the biggest problem. It's been so dull and misty, we haven't had the day lengths to get the plants woken up from the winter.
Yeah. Now, has things changed very much since we came with cameras for growing for gold all those years ago? How many years must that be?
We moved to Bourne in 93.
It must be getting on for 40 years.
40
this is
years.
Our 30th and it's not been consecutive, so it must be 35 years or more since...
Now we're being serenaded out by the Caribbean Steel Band. Yes, great to see you and congratulations. Fantastic exhibit. I hope my listeners will come and see you.
Thank you.
We hope so.
Thank you. One of the highlights for me always at the Chelsea Flower Show is the blooms that are out of season, and the master of that, of course, is Johnny Walker. Johnny, we've been at this show for a few years, I think.
So, yeah, this is my 33rd Chelsea, so yeah, going back a few years.
Since the last century.
Listen to the veg grower. What does he know about daffodils?
Right. Well,
go on, Medwin, off you go.
We can eat the vegetables. You can't eat these bloody things. You'd be dead.
Yeah, no. They're very good medicinally now. They're going to cure all kinds of things.
Yeah, Alzheimer's is one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
but you've got to grow them at a high altitude to get... It's worth more than gold for the material.
That's because you want them grown in Wales instead of Lincolnshire.
Right. Yeah.
The very top of Snowdon will do the best one of the lot.
Go on. But John, this growing of daffodils, to have them in really good condition the third week in May, it takes a little experience, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a system that we've refined over the years. And basically what we do is we pull the bulbs out of our stocks in August. We put them into a temperature controlled store at 22 degrees centigrade.
That's quite warm.
It's quite warm until January.
Long autumn.
Yeah. So January the 2nd we start planting into trays of compost. They then get 10 days at 10 degrees centigrade in order to root. And then they go into cold store for 13 weeks at 2 degrees centigrade. And then 3 weeks before Chelsea, I put them in the glass house and I start praying.
Would you pray for what? Warm weather, cold weather, bright sunlight, cloudy days?
Yeah. Bright, cloudy days is ideal, and temperatures of about 17, 18 degrees.
So how did they cope with that really hot bank holiday weekend?
Not very well, because what happens, of course, is that it gets so hot, the bulb decides, I've got to flower quick, you know. It's time to be dying off almost. So then they flower straight up. They don't bother to bend over.
So no gooseneck stage.
No gooseneck stage. You know, flower straight up. and the colour in the flower doesn't have time to develop either, because they flower that quick. So some of the varieties that we were growing, the colour's bleached out. So we're, instead of having a red cup, we've got an orange cup, for instance.
Right.
And things like that. So we need temperatures, as I say, mid-teens, bright days, but not too much. The sun these days seems to be so intense.
Yeah.
When it's a cloudless sky, whereas years ago I can remember, you know, it was nice and gentle, but now it just burns you so quick.
I mean, they look fantastic. I'm looking at Sabine hay, apricot, and really apricot, a deeper orange cup, a lovely thing. Is that going to last the 5 days?
I'm not sure. I'm not confident because of those high temperatures. We don't know what damage it's done to the shelf life. But we know we're going to have to do some restaging on Wednesday and again on Friday.
Goodness.
Because...
So rebuilding three times for the 5 day show.
Probably, yeah. My guide has always been that the people who have paid good money to come in on Saturday should see as good a show as the Queen saw on Monday. So if that means working Friday, and last year it was a very hot week,
yeah,
even Saturday morning, my wife was at the back of the stand doing new bowls, so we'd fetch a one that wasn't very fresh out and put a new one in.
Fantastic. Well, I hope the weather might be cool and kind to you.
It's fairly kind at the moment, isn't it? It's clouded
yeah,
up a bit, and it's nice, you know, it's
yeah,
nice atmosphere
nice
in here.
Gentle
so
day.
We'll hope that it stays like this.
John, pleasure to meet you each year. Thanks very
much.
To be quite honest, I'm on my knees. Getting up at 4:45 and working 16-hour days, and after a bit it catches up on you. I mean, I got home from the sell-off at Chelsea on the Saturday at 11:40 at night with my driveway absolutely full of the plants that we'd brought back. Many of which that just need really good watering. They need trimming to take the broken branches off and repotting, and then set out, possibly ready to go off to another show in a year or two's time. And so it's been a pretty demanding few days, to be fair. And of course, life doesn't stop. Some of the really big gerberas, we launched a new variety called Sweet Sunset. They've been repotted, and in a fortnight's time they'll be in the back of my car and off to Birmingham for Gardeners World Live. So it just doesn't stop. Looking back over that 2018 Chelsea week, there are several things that will be strong in my memory. I think it would be fair to say that in the Great Pavilion there were some of the best exhibits I've ever seen. The begonias and delphiniums from Blackmore and Langdon were unbelievable. I mean, the quality, remarkable. And the long herbaceous border built by Hilliers, I mean, it looked as if it went on forever if you stood at one end, and a remarkable collection of plants, all flowering to the day, and it really was excellent. John Massey's hellebores, I mean, that man is just unbelievable. He has a tremendous collection of excellent species and hybrids of hellebores that would normally flower from December to February, perhaps early March. And there he is, the end of May, with them all in absolute perfect form. He told me that you need to get them into cold store early in the autumn, and that's the case with many plants. If you keep them really cold and dormant and know exactly when to bring them out into the warm, they will pretty well flower to the day. But of course this year we went from a very cold March and April, and then on that bank holiday weekend the temperatures just shot right up into, well, the 100 degrees in my polytunnel. Boy, it takes some skill. And then there were clematis from Raymond Everson. He has these compact varieties. I've not seen more flowers on a single plant ever than he produced. I mean, it really was a remarkable show within the pavilion. I worry because I'm not sure of its long-term future. We are losing those people who are prepared to work for a year or 2 years. just to produce a display for 5 days. And it's not really fair. I mean, around the monument in that pavilion, there was one exhibit which had, just 3 or 4 great big green trees. Looked to me a bit sombre and didn't attract very much attention from the visitors, but they were sponsored to the tune of £300,000. And then we have most of the other small family businesses getting no more than their medal prize, which is something like a few hundred pounds if you get a gold medal. So something has to be done. Sponsorship money needs to be spread more fairly, I feel, across the lifeblood of our industry, which are the small specialist nurseries. Thanks again to our sponsor, Sutton Seeds of Torquay, and thanks to you for listening. Enjoy your garden. We'll be back next Thursday. Discover more at sungardening.co.uk.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.